It's Wednesday, Tuesday. It's Tuesday today, and I had a lazy morning, kind of woke up late, but I did do yoga, and but then my productivity was not that high, and I thought I would just probably talk a little more to myself to just boost myself up so I could start working. And for today, I just wanted to speak about the power of saying no. No. You know, we've all heard about how important it is to be optimistic and just say yes to things, but it's also equally important to know the value of being able to say no. Because all these obligations throughout the day, they really take away energy and time from you. Whether it is that meeting or like a party you have to go to, but you don't exactly want to go to, but then they've invited you, so you gotta go. Or, I don't know, being active on social media because you just have to advertise your presence constantly, or else the world will forget that you exist. These are mostly self-inflicted. And when you say no, you know, because there are a million things you could do with your time, and you're probably good at a lot of things, and that might be tempting because you would want to explore these things and be and get better at these things that you're good at. But if you know your shit and you know what exactly you want, you know what you're going to do and how much value it holds for you, and you know that one single priority, then it is so important to say no to the smaller things because you know what your greatest contribution is going to be, and that's what is going to change the world in a few years. So it's going to take patience, but during this process of becoming that person you have in your mind, and it should be a very specific picture you have, but in this process, it's so important to say no to the smaller things. So I guess from personal experience there, I should probably say no to like excessive time on social media. And I don't really like use Facebook, but I do use Instagram, and that's mostly because, whoops. That's mostly because I do get some useful information from there, but not so useful that it's changing my life to a great positive extent. So it's so much more better if I could invest that time on myself. And in the morning, I was thinking about how speed is so much better than perfection. I mean, it's good to look for perfection in the things you do, but if you start doing them fast enough and when it gathers momentum, perfection will come on along the way. But it's important that you do things fast and you make quick decisions and you just get to work instead of procrastinating by recording a podcast or whatever it is you're doing to waste time. But anyway, I gotta go water my plant. That just reminds me, poor thing. Do I have anything else to say today? I'm not sure at all. Nope. Do you want a cool science fact, maybe? What science fact could I tell you? Well, sloths. You like sloths? Sloths always come down the tree that they are sleeping on, and then they will always pee at the bottom of the tree. You know what I mean? Like, if they're sleeping on a tree, you know how sloths are. They spend a majority of their time just sleeping. Which is really similar to my lifestyle. It is shockingly similar. And they will only mount down the tree like when they have to take a piss. And that's because nobody actually knows why they do that, because it's kind of like putting themselves in danger, because most of the times their safety comes from the fact that they are not easy to detect because they're really way high up in the trees. And because they're so slow, and when an animal is making very slow movements, it does not attract a lot of attention. Therefore, that itself is one of their biggest defense mechanisms. So coming down the tree kind of contradicts that objective, in that they're putting themselves in more risk because there are more terrestrial predators that could attack them. But nobody knows why, and they will always be in the same spot every day. It's kind of cute, don't you think? Anyway, I don't have anything more interesting to talk about today. I have to think about it, and I really just want to get to work. So keep two things, lesson for the day. Be fast in what you do, have speed. Speed trumps perfection 50,000 times over. And learn to say no. Bye. And I hope. Oh yeah, so like the Feynman bongo thing is totally my intro now. It's like my official intro. And I know nobody's listening to this podcast, so it's just me anyway. Just I'm gonna go order bongos on Amazon now. Bye.